Hey you guys, welcome. It's Sonia from brickandmortarmaven.com and today is Tuesday, February the 6th. And in today's episode, I want to talk about being the unicorn in your industry, right? What do I mean by that? I mean, if you own a business, if you're trying to get your business started, I think the one successful strategy, if you will, like a general strategy that can work for anyone that I've learned and that I'm really diligent about drilling into my clients that I work with is be the unicorn in your industry. Be the one thing that your customers really want but can't seem to find. Be the thing that is so elusive, you know, be the place, have the offering, have the service that is giving this customer that you want to attract the very thing they seem to cannot find anywhere else. And if you're saying, well, hey, I'm a hair salon, there are a million hair salons, I can't do that, I mean, that doesn't work for me, that's absolutely not true. If you are a hairstylist and you own a hair salon, here's what you should be doing. You should be providing a specific service. You should specialize in something. So maybe you specialize in doing hair color, but be the unicorn and take it a step further. Like, what's your favorite hair coloring to do? Are you really good at perfecting blondes? Are you really good at doing ombre hair coloring or rainbow coloring? Because if you are, you have just become a unicorn. So stop trying to do hair extensions and lashes and you know, relaxers and twists and all that, and just be the place that does ombre hair coloring or nothing but blonde. Like, because when the customer who is looking for you, who's looking for that place that does that one thing and does it so well that nobody can touch it, that's what you're going to be known for anyway, right? So you'll find, if you don't know what it is that you do, that you provide, that could make you a unicorn, pay attention to what your most popular thing is. What are people saying to you when they come to you? In terms of how they found out about you. And you guys, this works for any industry, any type of business. I specifically targeted my salon people just as an example, but I want everyone to know that you need to be the unicorn. You don't need to be trying to do everything and cater to everyone. This is killing small businesses. This is killing businesses everywhere. If you look around at the retail sector, the businesses that are closing, you know, the big brands, it's not because people aren't shopping. It's because they just oversaturated themselves by catering to everything and everyone. So if you're trying to go the model of Kohl's, that's probably going to be your downfall at some point. Now, there are certain situations where that works. Maybe you're in a very, very small town and you are like the general store of your town, then go with it. But for everyone else where that is not your model, be the unicorn. Don't be afraid and wear your unicorn freak flag proudly. Like, let everybody know about it. Stop hiding your special service, a special talent, and let people know. So this has been wildly successful for me. As a boutique owner, multiple boutique owner, and even as I have transitioned into being a coach for boutique owners and brick and mortar business owners, that has worked for me across the board. So it didn't matter whether we go all the way back to when I was doing hair and I specialized in hair extensions. And this was back before, you know, it was DIY hair extensions, you guys. I've been in this game for like 20 years, but so from being a hairstylist to specializing in hair extensions to my boutiques to now a business coach, I'm telling you, when you specialize, when you become the unicorn, that's where you stand out. That's where you get paid and that's where you can have long-term success. So if you guys need any help with this, if this made sense to you, you feel like, hey, could you give me another example? Right here on anchor.fm, you can let me know. You can reply to the station and let me know. If you watch this or get it on social media, leave me a comment and I'll do my best to help you out. Thanks a lot. Make sure you check out brickandmortarmaven.com.